There is a generation that is going to be alive. And the Bible says that the Lord is going to blow or sound the trumpet. And when that trumpet blows, immediately in a twinkling of an eye, boom, we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. And this will be the key for the last 7 years of world history. We have a hope in Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul once felt so much despair he was ready to take his own life. But when he put his faith in Jesus, he discovered hope for the future with the expectation that Christ will one day return for his people. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 for a free DVD of Raul's testimony. We're glad you've joined us today for Raul's continuing series, Laying the Groundwork for a Strong Year in Your Walk with Christ. In a season of major uncertainty, upheaval, and hardship, thinking about what lies ahead can be especially daunting. But today you'll find life-giving hope in the certainty that one day your Savior Jesus Christ will return in triumph for His people. Today's lesson is titled, Escaping Things to Come. Here's Raul Reese now in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13.
The Bible is very clear of prophecy, very clear, and I mean, that's been a favorite of my life to study prophecy, especially the days we're living in. I see it really clearly that we are in the last days. I really believe that with all my heart. But what's going to happen is really important because there is a time coming that there is a generation that is not going to be here, that is going to be taken by the Lord. And this morning, I want to share my heart with you concerning His coming, especially my title of my message, Escaping Things to Come. Listen to what Paul says very clearly in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. He starts out by saying, but I do not want you to be ignorant. Ignorant. People are ignorant today. People are very ignorant when it comes to the things of God. He says, to be ignorant, brethren, speaking to non-believers, no, to Christians, brethren, brothers and sisters in the Lord. He says, concerning those who have died. Well, we know that my dad died, my mom died. I have family members that have died, friends that have died. So he's talking about those in the past that have died and at the present are dying. Listen to what he says. I have said, who have fallen asleep or died, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. Now, when you go to a funeral and someone's not a Christian, what do they do? They're weeping and screaming and yelling. Well, I've been to things like that, meetings, and the Jews used to do that. They have professional wailers that would come in. But here he's talking about those that are Christians. Why do we don't have to wail? We don't have to be concerned about that. Hey, they have died. No, they made a transfer. They've gone from one place to the other place. And the Bible talks about heaven and hell, two places. There's no middle ground. And here Paul wants people to understand that this is something for the children of God. The Lord Jesus Christ has given us as a church something to hope for, something that we can trust in. He goes on, lest you have sorrow as others who have no hope. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have died in Jesus. My mom, my dad, all the people that I've known in the past are going to be coming back. When? He goes on. For this I say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who have died. I know I'm going to die one day, but listen, there is a generation that will never die. Never. That's what we call the rapture of the church. You'll see in a moment. There is a generation that is going to be alive, and the Bible says that the Lord is going to blow or sound the trumpet. And when that trumpet blows, immediately in a twinkling of an eye, boom, we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. And this will be the key for the last 7 years of world history. 483 years already have been fulfilled out of 490 years. But I think it's of importance for us as children of the Lord to understand these are very important days. He goes on to say verse 16, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ," notice not out of Christ, in Christ, position, "in Christ will rise first." Well, when they died, what happened? They're in the presence of the Lord. They're already there. And then he says, "Then we who are alive and remain," so here we are, we remain, he says, "shall be caught up," shall be caught up. That word is harpazo in the Greek. It means to be snatched in the twinkle of an eye. He says, "We'll be caught up together with them," notice, "in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." With these words. Hey, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to myself. I'm trying to comfort you with these words. That Jesus is coming. Paul lived in a pagan world, a world of many religions. But it's interesting, someone said this. It was a typical inscription on a grave demonstrating this fact. It says, "I was, I became, I'm not, and I care not." You know, as a child of God, I do care about who I believe in. I do care the way I live my life. And that even though Paul the Apostle was just in Thessalonica just a short time, he wanted to make sure as those people got saved that they would understand the word of the Lord. That they were living in a time where Paul the Apostle wanted to share with them the day of the Lord is coming. But before the day of the Lord, this is what is going to take place. We have a hope in Jesus Christ. In the book of 1 Thessalonians and 2, he says in chapter 1, verse 3, he says, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor and love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father." Verse 10, "To wait for his Son from heaven, who he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come." What wrath? The last 7 years of world history. Verse 19, chapter 2. "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? It is not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming. But concerning," in chapter 5, 1, "but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." People will know the second coming. Nobody knows the rapture of the church. It will come as a thief in the night. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 says, "Now therefore, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ," he says, "and our gathering together," our gathering together, "to him we ask you, do you not remember when I was still with you," Paul says, "I told you these things?" Well, I'm telling you, I'm here, I'm telling you that Jesus is coming. And man, I am so excited that Jesus is coming again. We should be living with great expectations. I'm really, really excited because of what Jesus is going to do. He's going to come. I'm eagerly waiting for his coming. They knew Jesus was going to come. Paul was saying, look, you guys, there's a second coming, but there's an event before the second coming of Jesus, and that is called the harpazo, the great what? The great taking away of who? Of the church. We are the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What happens to the Christians when they die? Well, if I would die today or tomorrow, I would be in heaven. My flesh would go back into the earth, turn into little worms. But my spirit, I was body, soul, and spirit when I was a non-believer. Listen, my spirit was dead. But when I came to Christ, I had a little spiritual flip over. Now my spirit rules, and here is my soul, and my flesh is supposed to be dead, out of business. And for me, that's such a great thing to understand. Lord, I've been waiting for you. When are you coming? When are you coming, Lord? Even Paul the apostle told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 50 to the end, he said, "This I say, brethren," again the Christian, "that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed." Meditate that we're going to be transformed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet. "For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed," again, transformed. "For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory?" The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This is not a waste of time. This is real. This is so real. And the Lord lately has been burning my heart concerning these things. What he wants to do. How does he want to do it? And here in verse 13, the purpose of the rapture here, we begin to see as Paul is writing, that they knew Christ would return, but they didn't really know when he was going to return. Here the Lord is talking to this church 3 weeks old, saying, "You guys, he's going to come second time. But I'm telling you, he's coming before that. He's coming for his church." His church. You know, there's a lot of ignorance there in the church. A lot of ignorance. That people don't know because they don't study, they don't read, they don't pray. And the ignorance comes from not studying God's word, literally. From not studying God's word. Today you talk to people and they're talking about how great vacation they had, how they're going here, they're doing that. But what about the coming of the Lord? He's coming. Are we ready for him to come, to take you, to take me into his presence? You know, I guess that when you think about those things that God has given to us and what he's doing even at this present time in each one of our lives, that he wants to not only be in a place in our lives where he wants to touch me, he wants to anoint me, he wants to use my life, but also he says in verse 14, it's incredible, he says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who already have died in Jesus Christ." Again, my mom, my dad, my loved ones will come with Jesus. If Jesus died and rose again, they rise and what? And they're in heaven today. Jesus, amazing. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1, he gives us one of the greatest scriptures in the New Testament concerning the Lord. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have never told you. I go to prepare a place for you." The promise. "And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again." To do what? "To receive you unto myself. So where I am, you also will be with me." I believe his promise. I believe with all my heart Jesus is going to come. And you know, in this text is describing not only the rapture of the church, but it's giving hope to people. People that are going through facing things in their lives. Maybe you're facing something in your life today. You feel like escaping this world, but very soon we'll be able to escape together. Because there is that generation, they will never die. The Bible talks about that. Because those that have died before us, they're in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I recognize that. I read the scriptures in verse 15. He says this, the word of the Lord. He says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord. So how can we not believe that this is the word of the Lord? The Bible. He says, I'm not making up these things. As I go to bed at night, I write these things down. In the morning, I make these things up. He says, no, the word of the Lord speaks. I wrote it down, inspired by the Holy Spirit when I wrote my letters. No phone, no interruptions, writing as God spoke to me. Man, how we need that today, to be alone. Not to write new scriptures, because we can't. But to spend time with God and hear the heartbeat of God. He said, I'm coming soon. And I want him to come soon. My wife, for the church, for every one of us here. Because he really means what he says. For this we say by the word of the Lord that we who are alive and remain. My dad left, my mom left, my friends have left. I'm here. You're here. And those who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are dead. The Lord said this by his word. He said it. He will do it. We don't really know when, as I said previously. The Lord is going to come in a sudden way. And one day I'll be at home, one day I'll be here in the church, or you'll be at work, or you'll be at the beach, you'll be in the mountains, desert, wherever you are. And all of a sudden, boom, we're in the presence of the Lord. John, in the book of Revelation, chapter 4:1, what did he do? He found himself in the presence of the Lord at the gate of heaven. And looking into that gate, what did he see? Jesus sitting on the throne. We're going to see that one day. One day we're going to see that. And he says that he's going to be coming in the clouds. In Mark 13:26, he says, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. That's speaking about the second coming of Christ. The rapture is something totally different. At the second coming, everybody will be looking up. And here comes the Lord with his church coming with us. And we're coming on white horses. He's coming to the battle of Armageddon. Amen. It's all over now. Jesus is coming to set up his kingdom. And we're coming back to set up the kingdom with him. That's why I'm so excited about the rapture of the church. That Jesus is going to come because he loves you. He loves me. And as he said in the scriptures, he's coming because he wants not only to set up the kingdom, but he wants to get rid of every evil person. Every person that has worshipped the Antichrist. And so many have worshipped the Antichrist at that time. But look at you. Look at me. What God has done, bringing us out of the world. He says, who are alive and remain. And the reference again is to who? To you, to me, the church. The rapture of the church coming, Jesus taking us out of the way. So, you know, since Paul did not know the timing, I don't know the timing. He wanted to tell people about it. They might have thought he was crazy, but it's true. It's going to happen, the Bible says. That Jesus is going to be coming for his beautiful church that he loves and he cares for. And he's given an opportunity to the whole world. 1900 years. When Jesus, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the church and Jesus had ascended to heaven. And 1900 years have now passed and the Lord made a promise that he was going to come back to this earth. And we've been waiting 1900 years. Lord, please come quickly. Please come quickly. Paul the Apostle in Romans 13:11, he says, and do this knowing the time. That now it is time, notice, to awake out of sleep. For now it's our salvation closer than we would first believe. I've been a Christian almost 50 some years. And today, my salvation is closer than when I first believed because Jesus is coming again and I believe it with all my heart. With all my heart. In verse 16 he says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first, the fulfillment of God's word. fulfillment. Michael is named here as an archangel. There seems to be more than one of the archangelic ranks in Scripture. Yet, he says in Jude, yet Michael the archangel, contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not to bring against him a reviling accusation, but he said, the Lord rebuked thee. Power in this archangel. Just guess what? We're going to be able to spend eternity with these angels that God has created. But to me, it's so incredible that God has chosen us, not the angels, to be his church. The church that is supposed to love Jesus with all their hearts. The church that's supposed to stand in righteousness. The church is supposed to be obedient to the word of God. And the church is supposed to die to itself and to live for him. That's what the Bible teaches. Because in verse 17, he says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we will always be with the Lord. With the Lord. That word cut up means, in the Greek is harpazo, it means to be seized, to be snatched away, properly seized, to face, snatched suddenly and decisively, to be taken to heaven. And what's incredible here, that after death, as we stand in the presence of the Lord, all of a sudden, in a twinkle of an eye, we're standing in the presence of God, and we're going to open our eyes, and here's the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:23 says, for I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better than what? Than to be here. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, as you head into this new year of fresh challenges and opportunities, we pray the assurance of Christ's coming will boost your spirit and give you strength for every single day. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to review today's message, we'll send you a complete CD copy for a donation of $5 or more. Our phone number is 800-634-9165, and today's lesson was titled Escaping Things to Come. Before Raul returns, we'd like to tell you about an MP3 collection of messages we've put together as the best of 2020. These 10 lessons from Raul, including the teaching you've just heard, as well as 9 other messages, provide Bible-based guidance into how you and your family can honor the Lord in your home as you live in expectation of Christ's return. Contact us today to purchase Raul's Best of 2020 compilation of 10 messages and gain helpful guidance for setting Christ-centered goals and priorities. To place your order, visit us online at somebodylovesyou.com or call 800-634-9165, and we'll send you this resource for a gift of just $10 or more. The phone number again is 800-634-9165. Our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Once again, that's Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. You can also experience more teaching from God's Word with several free Somebody Loves You resources. Jumpstart your mornings with Raul's daily devotional emails. Simply visit us online to subscribe. And for a biblical perspective on current world issues, join Raul online every Tuesday at noon West Coast time for his weekly YouTube program called Straight Talk. And of course, all of the Somebody Loves You radio programs can be downloaded as podcasts using Spotify or iTunes. To stay well connected with us throughout your day, be sure to download our free app to your iPhone or Android. Our top priority here is your spiritual health, and we're committed to equipping you with truth from God's Word. We hope you'll let us know how we can better serve and support you. And when you contact us, let us know how we can pray for you as well. This ministry is made possible through your continued prayers and financial partnership. Your generosity helps keep us on the air, and every gift is tax deductible. Well, it's been good to share this time with you today, and we invite you to join us again next time as we continue this New Year's series with a timely call to intercede in prayer for our nation's leaders. Here's Raul now with the closing thought.
As Paul is saying here, as the Lord is coming again, he's going to take us home. Then in verse 18, we can say, therefore, comfort one another with these words. With these words. The words that I have just spoken to you. That Jesus is coming again very soon. And when he comes, all hell's going to break loose. The last 7 years of world history is going to come. The Antichrist will rule. The false prophet will rule with him. Everybody will have a cashless society. You'll have to take a mark in the back of your right hand or your forehead. You can buy, you can sell. And if you don't take that mark, the Bible says you'll have to be beheaded. Man, thank God that I am in the church. We have a hope in Jesus Christ.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.